Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Do you like pancakes? I like pancakes. Just about everybody I know seems to like pancakes. But here in Hosea chapter 7, we have an example of a pancake that God didn't like. Let me explain it to you. Hosea chapter 7, verses 8, 9, and 10. This is what we read. Ephraim has mixed himself among the peoples. Ephraim is a cake unturned. Aliens have devoured his strength, but he does not know it. Yes, gray hairs are here and there on him, yet he does not know it. And the pride of Israel testifies to his face, but they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. God likes to speak in pictures. All through the Bible, God uses word pictures to let us know how he sees things. Hosea chapter 7 is filled with word pictures describing the sinful character of ancient Israel in the days of Hosea the prophet. Now, in this chapter, Hosea chapter 7, God says that Israel was like a thief or a band of robbers. He says that they were like an adulterous wife. He says that they were like a hot oven. He says that they were like a silly dove. But my favorite word picture here from Hosea chapter 7 is found in verse 8 through 10, where God called Israel a cake unturned. The idea is of a half-baked cake. You see, in that day, bread was often prepared as a cake that was cooked on both sides, something like a pancake in our own day and age. In thinking that they could serve both the Lord and idols, Israel was like an unturned pancake, burned on one side and then uncooked on the other side. This vividly illustrates the spiritual and moral condition of many people. They are overexposed to some things, perhaps the things of the world, the flesh and the devil, yet they are underexposed to other things, that is, the things of God and his Spirit. Therefore, they are like a cake unturned. Now, if you've ever made pancakes, you know what can be done with cakes that are burned on one side and uncooked on the other. What can be done with them? Nothing. You can't fix it by flipping it over because the one side is still burned. In the same way, when someone is overexposed to the world and underexposed to God, God can't really do much with that person. To describe the self-deception of Israel, God used another word picture. He said, yes, gray hairs are here and there on him, yet he does not know it. In Hosea's day, Israel was as foolish as an old man who thought and acted like he was still young. If you've ever seen the type, you know what Hosea meant. We think it's kind of a joke when an old, gray-headed man dresses in the most modern fashions and uses the slang of young people. We wonder, who does this old guy think he's fooling? God thinks the same thing about us when we deceive ourselves about our spiritual condition. Considering how easily we deceive ourselves and how our sin can be apparent to everyone but us, Israel's condition wasn't unusual. It was said of Samson after Delilah cut his hair, but he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. That's in Judges 16:20. This is where the people of Israel were and where some followers of God are today. They are far from God and already suffering the effects, but they can't see it. Ask God to open your eyes today, not only to see him, but also so that you can see your true spiritual condition. Seeing both sides clearly can make the path to true spiritual health, and you can walk in that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.